Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
No.
No. All right, Stacey, where are you calling me from, honey?
Good evening, and first of all, thank you. I appreciate your show. I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I apologize, everybody. I'm moving right now. I just bought a house, so I'm moving.
Congratulations.
Oh, what a strong woman. Hear me roar. Such a strong woman.
Huge tattoo on her chest. Huge.
So that pretty much tells us everything we need to know about this woman.
Congratulations on you just buying a house.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Wan Shanghao.
Oh, are you a different? What's that nationality?
I'm learning Chinese.
Oh, okay. I was like, I knew it was something I ain't know, girl. And I don't got time to pretend like I know.
It's all good.
Are you a black girl?
Yes, I'm Jamaican and American. Yes.
Okay. And where are you calling me from, Stacey?
The sunny city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
At this point, it's just becoming too much.
She's too over the top. Yeah, she's too over the top. She's too performative. It's not giving genuine. Yeah, she's too over the top. Like she wanna be a TV show host or something. You know? I feel like she would be over talking you at the dinner party. Trying to steal the attention.
Hold on, let me, okay, I'm still... hold on, I'm going to get to you, but people pay in comments. So
absolutely.
Let me, because one thing about me is I sit on 10 toes on everything. So let's get into it. So Slim Carmi said, Kendra, you met your African man on your show, right? So your dating pool is not much better than the women you talk about. Where is your man now? Oh, bitch. Now I'm going to call you a bitch because you came for the wrong one. First of all, ho, get your facts straight. I did not meet my man on my show, bitch. I met my man in real life.
I'm proud of you, you know that. I hope you do.
But it's not really a flex, now that we know what we know. Now that we know he's a scammer, it don't matter where you met him. You might as well have met him on your app because he's an African scammer.
And guess what? You might have to meet a man like mine on my show because maybe your real life are not surrounded with the type of men that are in my real life, ho. And my man is at where the fuck he at? What the hell? What you got to know where my man at? I know where he's at. I know where he's at. That's all that matters. See, this is the problem.
I mean, how ghetto is that? Very.
He was probably somewhere scamming somebody at this moment. Or fucking another bitch, of course. But yeah, it don't take much to trigger Kendra. It don't take much at all. It don't take much to bring out her ghetto ratchet side.
Let me jump in. I definitely have a ghetto side. I have a proud ghetto side. Y'all think because y'all see me on this show and I get live with you, this is why I have to be very careful how much of my real life I share with y'all because y'all get real comfortable. I know we use the word cousins, but you also get your ass beat too. So, Slim Carney, you obviously ain't got a nigga because you've been watching me, but you ain't watching me long enough to understand the facts of my motherfucking life. I'm not Kim Fields, bitch, okay? So sit back, relax on your Saturday night, and let's see if we can find you a somebody, okay? And be grateful that you got someone on a Saturday night to entertain your ass.
Or you keep your ass
down. Now, I don't know who y'all be playing these games with in your real life where y'all get comfortable talking to a woman about her man. I'm not that girl. No, I'm not that girl. Now, I know I introduced my man to y'all. You get what you get, but don't you ever in your life ask me where my man at. He at where he is, and I know where he is, and that ain't none of your motherfucking business.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I be trying to be a Christian woman, girl.
See, no. These people just Christian in name. I really don't like that they play around with religion like that. Nothing about you is Christian. Nothing about you is Christ-like, God-like, nothing in that realm, Kendra. Just stop saying the name. Stop talking about God. Stop talking, you know, about Jesus, anything like that. You're giving all that a bad rep. We know who you really are. It's moments like these, not all that fake bougie shit. This is who you truly are.
I be trying, but every now and then I got to remind y'all. I lived in Philly and I lived in Chicago. Don't let this Beverly Hills background get your ass beat.
No. See, I can't stand when people do that either. I'm from Philly. I'm from Southside Chicago. I'm from Compton. It doesn't matter where you're from. There's punk-ass, weak motherfuckers everywhere. So, you fucking name-dropping where you used to live and all that. And I'm from 33rd Street. Nobody gives a fuck. It's soft motherfuckers from 33rd Street, too.
How old are you, Stacey?
I am 36, Ms. Kendra.
36. Do you have any kids?
No, ma'am. Not until I'm married.
Okay. I love that.
I mean, saying that at 20 is a flex. Saying it at 36 is weird and, like, confusing and perplexing.
What you do for a living, honey?
There's nothing I don't do, Miss Kendra.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
That don't make you sound more important, ma'am. It make you sound like more of a scatterbrain and you can't focus on one thing. You're a Jane of all trades and the master of none. It's not a fucking flex. It makes you sound unstable and ridiculous.
I'm prior military. I'm a military veteran, United States Navy. I'm a registered nurse. I take pilot's classes. I'm learning Chinese. I can shoot. I can, I do a little podcast, Bonnet News.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
Where I talk about politics. I translate the vernacular for, you know, our people because, you know, I want us to be more involved in politics, but it's boring and a lot of black people don't understand what they're saying or what's taking place. So I translate, you know, to ghetto for our people to understand and keep up.
Wow. Wow.
Why would you do that?
This is just some nigga talking shit. This is just some nigga talking shit. And everybody's caught up in all that shit.
I get it. But then I don't get it. That's where I'm at with it.
What kind of man are you looking for, Boat?
An honest one, God-fearing. I would like him to be, you know, assertive, more dominant because I'm always dominant because of the military.
Gotta stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
I don't like that shit.
And I rarely have the opportunity to be submissive to anyone. I would like him to be goal-oriented, driven. You know, like, I hear a lot about financial and, oh, he got to be this. I feel like if you have the drive, then you'll get there. You know, like, I saw Michelle Obama. She said, any man I'm with could have been president.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
Ignorance is not a virtue. It's not cool to not know what you're talking about.
Who's that back there? What the heck are you talking about?
You know, and I feel like, yeah. As a black woman, it's our place to, you know, uplift our black man. And yeah, if you want to be president, baby, I'm going to help you be president.
Dingbat.
So was that your deal breaker, Stacey?
No, just ambition. Ambition can get you very far in life.
Okay.
Focus and honesty and laughter. I love to laugh. I am a clown, Miss Kendra. I'm just nervous right now, but I am a clown. So, you know, the things money can't buy is what's really important to me because I have my own everything. Like I said, there's nothing that I haven't dreamed, attained, accomplished in my own personal life. A man would just add to that.
Basically, she just admitted you're an accessory. You're just an accessory. That's all. Just somebody to look nice in the Instagram pictures as I take over the world.
Drive, honesty, laughter is the untangibles are what I'm looking for.
Okay. Now, does he have to look a certain way?
Yes, please. You know, let me just give you Denzel's smile. You know, really, like, all right, maybe 6 feet in shape. I am prior military. You know, I think fitness is important.
Of course you want 6 feet, Denzel smile, in shape. So a top 0.1 percenter, right? Who's not going to dim your light and be intimidated by your AK-47 work?
Wow, the land of make-believe.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
Taller than me, good looking, charming. Not really. I've dated, I don't have a type.
None of them believe you. And if they were in your face, they would be looking like this. That's how people will look at you if you were telling them that face to face. Like a real one. Nobody believes you.
As long as I see you're, I can build something with you. There's a future there. Like, I see you, you have a path and you stick to your character and you're God fearing. Beauty fades. That's what I say. Beauty fades. Intelligence doesn't. So.
Okay. What about money? Should he make a certain amount of money?
Enough for us to be comfortable. $70,000. I'm not going to ask you to be a multimillionaire because I haven't. I'm not a multimillionaire. But like I said, everything else you can. It's money's out there. You can get it. You can earn $1 million. You can do whatever. And you can make $1 million. Tomorrow.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
You could just make $1 million tomorrow. No, the fuck you can't, or you would be a millionaire. You would have made $1 million yesterday. The fuck are you talking about? They just be saying shit to hear themselves talk, y'all. They just be saying shit. You could just make $1 million tomorrow. No big deal. She just talking.
Do whatever, and you can make $1 million tomorrow. All you have to do is make $333 a day and you'll be a millionaire. Like I said, for me, it's the intangibles.
Let them genuinely talk. You'll see real fast, like, oh my God, this bitch is dumb as hell.
Because I know multimillionaires that are miserable. I have a degree in music too. I've been to the Grammys. I graduated from Full Sail University. I have a degree in music. I've been around celebrities, and they are some of the unhappiest people I've ever met.
You just saying anything now, ho.
Let's do the Kendrick can. What's the problem?
Nothing, I'm just shy.
Okay. You got to stand up. We got to see your full body. But that's what the Kendrick can is.
Okay, listen. Like I said, I have boxes. I'm moving, but.
Okay. You got on pants? Okay, you got on pants. Can. Okay. I mean,
oh, sorry.
Okay. All right, okay, you showing.
Nasty bitch.
Does that profile picture look like the profile picture of a shy person? Does it? I didn't think so. I'm assuming she got a man now. Of course, a street nigga. Probably. Look like a street nigga. He definitely has done his fair share of crimes, for sure.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Yeah, I'm judging the book by its cover. Fuck it. Yeah, this is some type of kingpin. This is some type of gang leader. Big Suge Knight looking motherfucker. I think I could take him on a good day, y'all.
Right.
What other type of nigga is gonna fuck with a chick like this? These women need an alpha, 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 alpha to overcome their alpha, right? Look at those stupid fucking baby hairs. They're not even baby hairs. They're not even attached to the... It's never mind, man. Never mind. Her baby hairs are down to her eyebrows. Street niggas even need to raise their standards, man. They love a street nigga, don't they? They go to the ends of the earth for a street nigga. Yeah, come to death row. Yeah, for sure. That's the energy he's giving. Oh, my. Goodness. Oh, yeah. Empire. Oh, my goodness. I don't even have anything to say to this. Big Daddy Ja. So this nigga look like a thug, but he's a simp. See, a lot of these dudes, they be gangsta in the streets, but a punk ass bitch in the sheets with their bitch and in the relationship with their bitch. For his sake, I'm hoping she just got these, but he never wore them. Oh my goodness. This is definitely a kingpin. Look at this fucking picture. Look at this picture. Where do you get all that cash from? How you do that? I call it dope boy magic. Where would you get all that cash from? That's all drug money. It's a ridiculous picture. You can't make this stuff up, people. You really can't make this stuff up. How's the politic translations going these days? Fuck all that. I got my street nigga. I got my ultimate street nigga. I like your smile. I don't want to see you cry. Got some questions that I gotta ask, and
you get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street? Have no attachments. Allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.